shout hallelujah every day.
When one door closes, another door opens. Welcome to Hallelujah Every Day, your gospel channel for inspiration, prayer, and word. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. As always, from my time zone, it's good morning and God bless you in Jesus' name. Child of God, the Bible guides us to deep truth. Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 5. Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path." Hallelujah. Our second reading is from the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verses 8. Bible says, "I know your works. Behold, I've set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name." Hallelujah. Child of God, when one door closes, another door opens. But we often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the ones which open to us. Listen to me. Sometimes we stare so long at a door that is closing that we see too late the one that is opening. Don't hold on to something when God has opened newer and greater doors and opportunities. At times we limit ourselves to a source when God Almighty has only used that source for a season. Steve Jobs once said, "We all have limited time, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the result of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinion drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition." Child of God, most people are too attached to the past, to what they are familiar with, and therefore miss opportunities that stand right in front of them. Doors may close, but there are always other unlimited number of doors that are opening. New opportunities are opening to you in Jesus' name. The world is full of opportunities. If we could only see them, God will bless you with new open doors and opportunities in the name of Jesus. Child of God, not every plan works out. Sometimes there are losses and failures. Sometimes there are problems in relationships. Sometimes there may be challenges in health. Sometimes people lose their money or job or meet other unpleasant surprises. We don't always have control over these events, but we can exercise control over our mind and attitude. When one of these events happens and we focus our attention on the loss, the closed door, we see only a closed door with the resultant frustration and unhappiness. If we could only move our sight and attention away from the closed door, we may be surprised to discover new doors and new openings. Child of God, it might not be so easy to move our eyes elsewhere due to attachment to the old and familiar and fear of new things and the unknown. If you find it difficult to stop the stream of uncontrolled negative thoughts, your mind will keep focusing on the loss, on the failure, and the frustration on that door that has closed. Child of God, the question now is this: would these thoughts help you in any way? Or they will create suffering, pains, and prevent change and improvement? That answer you can give. You may agree with what is being said here, but how can you free yourself from past attachments and see the new opportunities? How can you bring yourself to see and enter the new doors that open to you? Listen to me, child of God, you will need to be more aware of your thoughts. Desire to free yourself from thoughts that keep you stuck in one place. Develop some level of self-discipline. Develop a certain degree of concentration, ability, and control of your mind, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Learn to think, speak positive, and imagine positive. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Child of God, you need to be at peace with yourself. It will help you reject unwanted negative thoughts and become more open-minded, positive, and happy. When your mind is at peace, it will be easier for you to detach yourself from the past. Keep an open mind and therefore see more clearly the new doors that God Almighty will open to you. Don't forget, when one door closes, another door opens. And I decree by the reason of the anointing, as I pray, before one door closes, two doors will open for greatness and goodness in your life in Jesus' name. Before one door closes, heaven will send help from above in the mighty name of Jesus. Before one door closes, the glory of God will advertise you for promotion in the name of Jesus. Before one door closes, from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west, new doors, greater doors, will open unto you for good in Jesus' name. I pray for you. Your glory will not see shame. You will not be stranded. You will not beg to eat. Before you ask, you will be answered. While you think, heaven will help you. The blood of Jesus will open new doors for you. I cover you, your family, with the blood of Jesus. Anything that looks like a disappointment, heaven will turn it around for the miraculous to take place in Jesus' name. I cover your children with the blood of Jesus. I cover your career with the blood of Jesus. I cover your entire family with the blood of Jesus. I cover your health with the blood of Jesus. I declare you will never be stranded as the Lord lives whom I serve. Greatness, glory, favor, divine elevation are all yours. Whatever wants to put you at the negative, heaven will turn it around to give you super positive in the name of Jesus. You are blessed and you are blessed and you are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Child of God, visit our website www.hallelujaheveryday.org for more audios and devotional messages. You can drop in your prayer requests, testimonies, and inquiry at the contact section. You can also be part of the evangelism project. God bless you as you partake. Happy birthday and congratulations to those having wedding anniversaries and celebrations today. The glory of God will shine upon you and do something exceedingly and abundantly over and beyond your imagination in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for the support and effort in sending and sharing the daily podcast around the world. You are evangelizing and God bless you once again. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a change and positive impact. We never take your time for granted, but sincerely value your input and feedback. Have a great day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664. Or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.